Hi, it's Gail, and welcome to my podcast. I think it's episode 6 this week, and today I talk about preparing for my end-of-life care and my funeral arrangements. I was in a conversation with some friends on a Zoom, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, and it made me stop and think about the things I need to set in place now. My long-term care, my will, my health care, so much to think about. I need to be more assertive and I need to do it now. For the last 3 years, I have skirted around this conversation about my care and making a will, death and funeral arrangements, which always seem to, well, we just seem to brush it aside and until the subject emerges yet again. And how quickly the 3 years have passed. And if I don't act now, another 3 years will pass. And before I know it, it could possibly be too late. You might be sat listening to this thinking, well, she has a fair bit of time left to prepare that sort of thing. But when you really stop and think, do I? As the weeks turn into months and then the years pass, and before I know it, it could be too late. And once I have lost capacity to make a decision, I will not be able to request my preferences, how I wish to be cared for, and where I want to be cared for. All the decisions will be out of my hands. So now I have to be assertive. I have to put my assertive head on and crack on and get things done. So first of all, I got my Care Matters book out of the deep, dark depths of the cupboard into the light and sitting on my desk. I sit for a good hour reading through the booklet and digesting the words. Why did I not open this book sooner? When I received the book, which was over a year ago, possibly more, I quickly just skipped through the pages thinking, well, this is not the right time to be doing this. But then again, when you step back and look, when is the right time? Is there ever a right time? So I've made a start and I've started to fill out the book. I've also set an account up online. And when I really sat down and started to read, I was actually surprised on how helpful that this book is. Why did I not start this sooner? Maybe it's the fact that it brings the forefront of my care. And if I'm honest, do I really want to think about how I'm going to be cared for when I no longer have the capacity to do so? Then again, who says I will ever reach this stage? I have no idea what's going to happen in the future. None of us does. There's only one thing for sure. We all know at some point in our lives, we will die. But it's back to the here and now, and that's the most important thing. So it's now time to make sure everything is in place. After all, this should be and will be my decision. Once I have everything documented, I can then forget about the future. I can live for today. And for copies of my future care handbook, you can get them from mycarematters.org, and it's a very useful little booklet. So, over the last few weeks, we've talked about cremations, burials, where I want to be, what songs I would like, which we have laughed about with, well, some of my song choices anyway. I wanted a song that people could connect with, and I came up with Tragedy. Well, not the fact that it's a tragedy, but me and my girls used to dance to Steps on many occasions, and people that knew me well would know that I would be the first to get up and do the steps dance routine whilst on a night out. It was just me. It was me having fun. Me just being me. So the song choices are still all up in the air. There I go again. Well, you've got to make it a jolly experience, haven't you? Last week, me and hubby, well, we made the step to go and make our wills at the solicitors. And another, why did we not do this sooner moment? The solicitor was lovely. And I thought that it would be all doom and gloom. Surprisingly, it was a very positive and jolly experience in between the serious bits. But it turns out that the solicitor that we went to see went to the same school as my hubby. Also lived very close to where we used to live over in the Burnley area. So the actual interview for our wills and setting up everything went really well. I would advise anyone with or without dementia to put things in place sooner rather than later. Because once you have things in place, it's done. And you know that it's your wishes that will be carried out as you have requested. After all, it is your ending. So why not take control of what you want and how you want everything doing? Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'll be back again next week with more. Bye.